This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Different states are enacting different bans and laws regarding e-cigarettes. A New Jersey congressman wants to set a standard. Standardized national laws. Steve Burns with more.
Banning all flavored tobacco products, only allowing face-to-face sales, and raising the minimum age to buy any tobacco product to 21.
And we intend to move it as quickly as possible.
Those are all part of New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone's Reversing the Youth Tobacco Epidemic Act of 2019.
This is when people get addicted. Adults usually start smoking cigarettes or using tobacco products in middle school or high school.
And the number of those students getting hooked is skyrocketing, says the New Jersey Department of Health's Acting Commissioner Judith Persicelli.
It is reported that one in five high school students are vaping.
She also cites the CDC's numbers, 33 deaths across 24 states. Though vape advocates say that's a separate problem, mostly thanks to illicit THC products. Activists have said any ban will only strengthen the black market. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York State's Health Department today announced new additions to its Smokers Quit line to help people addicted to vaping. If you call 1-866-NY-QUITS, you can now ask for free coaching to quit e-cigarettes and free nicotine patches, gum, or lozenges. The state's also launching a new TV ad campaign about the dangers of vaping.
A construction worker was killed and another was injured in a partial wall collapse on the Lower East Side today. They were working at 60 Norfolk Street at the site of a former synagogue that was burned down 2 years ago. Both workers were trapped beneath a pile of debris. The surviving worker suffered leg injuries and is being treated at Bellevue. The Department of Buildings is investigating the cause of that collapse.
A new report names the main cause of homelessness in New York City. Here's WCBS's Rich Lamb.
Controller Scott Stringer declared the leading driver of homelessness in New York City is domestic violence. And drilling down,
domestic violence accounted for 41% of the family population entering shelters operated by the Department of Homeless Services. 41%.
And Stringer said the number of families being driven into shelters by violence at home has gone up by almost half over the past 5 years.
Our current approach offers too many domestic violence survivors a revolving door to despair instead of hope they need to move forward.
The controller pointed out that for homeless families with children, the use of costly commercial hotels has increased dramatically. He called on the city and state to provide more permanent, affordable housing for them. At 1 Center Street, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
The city will stop transferring its inmates to the Albany County Jail after inmates said they were kept in solitary confinement, beaten, and sexually assaulted there. Four inmates sued Albany County. They also sued the city, claiming they were sent to Albany because city regulations don't allow younger inmates to be held in solitary confinement. Albany County and the city have settled the lawsuit for $980,000.
This just in to the WCBS newsroom.
Police have made an arrest in that sexual assault of a Rutgers student while she slept in her dorm room yesterday morning. The suspect, reportedly a high school student from Middlesex County. Police are not releasing his name because he's a juvenile. The victim was asleep yesterday morning in an unsecured dorm room on the Livingston campus in Piscataway. Rutgers police say the suspect walked in and made unwanted sexual contact. Again, an arrest has been made in that case. To the Weather Center, our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen. Maybe some rain tomorrow?
Tomorrow at this time, it'll be raining out there, and it could be a little bit steadier and heavier by this time. In other words, some showers could develop around lunchtime or a little thereafter, but any kind of steadier, heavier rain for a few hours would come during the evening and evening commute, unfortunately, once again, and into part of the nighttime. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, it's up near 60. That's where it stays tomorrow night. And with that rainfall, especially for the second half of the day into part of tomorrow night, by Wednesday, though, it's mostly sunny and back into the middle 60s. 64 now, humidity 46% with northeasterly winds at 8 miles per hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.